रेलवे स्टेशन, रेलवे स्टेशन सीधा बस गोल चक्कर से मुड़ जाए, आप किस तरफ मुड़ जाए, बाइक मुड़ जाए।
That sound in the background is NPR producer Nishant Dahiya asking directions to the hotel in the city in which we've just arrived, Aligarh, after travelling for another 8 hours along the route of the old Grand Trunk Road, the ancient trade route that spans the subcontinent. It's the third time in 10 minutes that Nishant has stopped to ask directions to the railway station, which you would think is a pretty well-known landmark in this city. What?
I have to call the hotel.
You have to what? To find out where they are?
Yeah.
Oh, now we have to call the hotel to find out where they are. And you know what? I'm not sure they'll tell us. One of the great mysteries of this journey has been this strange reluctance of the people who we're trying to reach, the people who run hotels, the people who we've been interviewing, to tell us how to get to where they are. I've been trying to figure it out for the entire journey, and I think it's something to do with the fact that people here assume that you can find out how to get to them by asking people in the street. They sort of see it as the job of people in the street to direct their clients and acquaintances to them, rather than for themselves to waste time on the telephone giving out directions. It can make for some pretty frustrating travelling, but it is interesting that when you do stop people and ask for directions, they're very willing to give them. We haven't found one person who has been unwilling to give us the time of day, to give us some assistance and help. There's an understanding here, a tradition almost, that giving out directions to places is the norm and people do it. Oh, we're stopping again.
Here we go. Railway station ke liye kaise jayenge?
So that's the fourth time we've stopped looking for directions, and it was a little bit more complicated this time because there was a huge bus behind us, which you probably heard honking its horn in a somewhat unfriendly manner. We're going now into the crowded streets of this city, which is a city that has a reputation for being a centre of making all the many millions of locks, padlocks, that are sold every year in India, an even greater reputation for being a centre of Islamic learning. It has a large Muslim population. We're hoping to talk to some Muslim students while we're here, if we ever find our hotel, which, we've now spotted it. There it is, glowing in the darkness, and it really is quite dark here because one of the complicating factors in finding our destination is the fact that there appears to be a power cut in the city. This is quite common. So a lot of the buildings here are in darkness or being lit by very low-level 40-watt light bulbs powered by generators. Yep, so here we are. It's Philip Reeves, NPR News, Aligarh.